Welcome to Office Hours from XXXChurch.com, where we answer your questions regarding sexuality, porn, sexual integrity, and more. Where nothing is off the table and all conversations are welcome. Now, here's your host, Carl Thomas.
Welcome to Office Hours by XXX Church. I'm your host, Carl Thomas. I'm a pastor, certified neurohealth coach, and a guy who frankly struggled with a lot of the stuff we're going to be talking about today for nearly 20 years until I found freedom about a decade ago. In today's episode, I am going to be jumping in and answering this question. What are some resources I can use to help my son who is 13 and struggling with porn? That's what I will be discussing today, so make sure you hang in there with me, recognize that no questions are off the table, and I'm going to be as honest with my answers as I possibly can be, so don't get offended. With all that said, let's jump in. Okay, so this question came into our Office Hours page. My son is almost 13 and is struggling with porn addiction. Will your program be able to help him since he's pretty young? If not, please provide us any resources that will help. So we get this question, unfortunately, way too often from parents, and it kind of sucks because in the online world especially, it is very difficult to offer and provide any good resources for minors because they're minors. So for instance, we have the Live Free community. That's for people 17 and over. And that's just for legal reasons. We can't have kids in the same community as men. You can imagine what could happen, right? And with a lot of online resources, it's going to be the same sort of thing. Either there's going to be legal considerations or there's going to be credit card issues, right? Like the kid needs to have a credit card to buy their course or buy their book. So there's a lot of problems there. I will tell you this, that one of the things we do want to do is put out a recovery course for teens and parents. Not sure what the time on that is, but that is something that we are looking into and we definitely want to provide. If he's dealing with porn addiction and he's 13, I would also be careful of using the term addict because sometimes not saying he doesn't necessarily classify as a quote unquote addict. It might be a very uncontrolled habit, but he's still young. And so you don't want him gaining that mindset of, oh, I'm an addict. Of course, addict is just a term. It shouldn't invoke or invite any sorts of shame, but for a lot of people, it does. That's something I talk about in my book, When Shame Gets Real, which is resource number one, shameless plug. Maybe check out When Shame Gets Real at whenshamegetsreal.com. That book is about shame, but we talk a lot about unwanted sexual behavior, the roots of unwanted sexual behavior and shame. I'll be honest, my son's 13. He was struggling not with sex, but he was struggling with something else regarding self-affirmation or his value. And there's a chapter in the book where I share something that happened in my childhood, and I had him read it last night. So it's something I definitely think a 13-year-old could read. Don't get me wrong, there might be a couple terms or things in there that might go a little above their head, but generally, I think that could be a good kind of icebreaker. It might open up to some other conversations. Second resource, this one's free, you. You're a great resource, okay? Unfortunately, and this is also something I talk about in the book, but unfortunately, a lot of times parents come to us after it's, in essence, too late. Now, it's never too late, right? We can always help people, but if we as parents had jumped into these conversations when they were 6, 7, 8, maybe we could have avoided some of these things because we would have better prepared them for what they are inevitably going to run into at some point. I say it as many, many times. When it comes to kids and porn, it's not a question of if, it's a question of when. They will see it at some point. And so we need to prepare them and we need to talk about it in a healthy way. So if they do, they're not ashamed to come to us and talk about it and process this stuff out. So in this case, it's a little late for that, but they're still 13. You can still talk to them. Now, you don't say whether, I don't know if this is the mother or the father talking or asking the question, but I would say in an ideal situation, if a father is in the picture, it would be better to have these talks probably between the son and the father. He's going to feel a little more comfortable about that. But regardless, you want to ask him, like you want to open up the conversation and say, hey, listen, I don't want you to feel a bunch of shame. I'm not scolding you. I don't want you to feel dirty or terrible here. I just want to help you because this is not healthy for you. So let's talk about it. What happened? Why do you feel the need to go to this stuff? What is going on in your life when you feel the need to go to this stuff? Try to start researching those things. You might want to look at a counselor, okay? There are counselors out there that deal with kids and teens, okay? That's not a bad idea. There's a book out there called Pure Eyes. It's an older book. It's what our X3 Pure curriculum is based off of. And Steve Luffin wrote it, but it's a very good book. There's some stuff in there that might go a little over his head, but I think generally speaking, especially if he works through it with an adult, you could probably help him with some of that. Jay Stringer's book Unwanted is also a good book, but I'm not sure if that would be a little too advanced for a 13-year-old, but something that maybe, again, the dad could walk through with his son and kind of explain to him what Jay's talking about, but in terms that a kid would understand. I had this happen with my son when we talked about masturbation. I mean, I got into the neuroscience and neurotransmitters and how all this stuff works and how our brains bond or with sources of pleasure, right? Stuff that typically your average 13-year-old is not going to be talking about or doesn't understand anything about. But I walked him through the whole thing, but I just kind of used terminologies and examples that a 13-year-old would recognize and understand versus maybe the way I would explain it to a 40-year-old. So anyway, those are some suggestions. I hope that helps. Again, I wish I could give you some other clearer examples or things. Maybe the course Christian Sexuality could be good. I'll include a link to that below. That's not a porn addiction course per se, but they do dive into that topic, and they also dive into masturbation. That could be a very good video course that you could walk through for your son, and that is something that is meant for adults and teens. And that's about it. So hope that helps a little bit. If you have a question for me and you want to ask it, go to xxxchurch.com/office-hours and submit your question today, and I will answer it in an upcoming episode. That's it. Thank you very much, and I will see you in the near future.
Thanks for joining us for this week's Office Hours. Have questions you need answered? Submit them at xxxchurch.com/office-hours, and then tune in next week to hear what we got to say. Until then,